on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
Well, he had a little bit of a week off, just a little bit of a freshen up, a mild hamstring. He just wants to keep himself in peak condition, and he's back for the Parramatta Eels. He was superb in the opening two rounds for the Eels. Corey Norman joins us on the line. G'day, Corey.
Morning, how you going?
Good, mate. You be nice and fresh.
Yeah, a little week off there, so it's good to be back.
Was that your suggestion, or was it the medical staff's suggestion? Yeah, let's just be careful here. It's only early days, buddy.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was the medical staff there. It was a light strain. So, like you said, it's early in the rounds, and, you know, we don't want it to become a real problem. So, the week off was good.
Yeah, gee, you were playing well up until that point, mate, and I'm sure you'll return with a bang. Overall, the Eels are playing well.
Yeah, we are, mate. We've had a good, pre-season, and we're just ready to rumble. So, all the boys are keen to play footy.
Mate, obviously, yourself, you've been above your expectations. I know you missed last week, but the opening couple of games, are you right where you thought you'd be?
No, yeah, I thought, I went a bit better than I would have thought. I missed a bit of footy towards the back end of the year, and I'm still not up to game fitness. But I'm a bit surprised. But the boys are making my job a lot easier. How well everyone's playing.
And what needs improving at this stage? We hear from Trent Robinson after the Roosters win again, and he says, well, from now until round six, we've got to find improvement, otherwise we'll get overtaken by someone.
Yeah, look, for us, I think it's our defence. We're starting the games really well, and we're getting it, it's a good lead, and then we kind of, take our foot off the pedal, and teams are scoring late in the halves, and which is not good, but it's also early rounds, and we can work on that.
That wouldn't be a fitness thing, Corey, would it? Is that more a mental thing?
Yeah, I guess, definitely not a fitness thing. We've had, 3 months of fitness, so... it's just, we just got to be ruthless for the full 80 minutes. And, it's early days in the year, and that's a good sign, so we can work on it.
I think it's
a long season.
Yeah. Mate, obviously your forward pack, there's some mean boppers there. They would not have been happy with the way that the Gold Coast made ground throughout the middle, in the latter stages of that match last weekend.
Yeah, the boys in the middle were definitely disappointed with their performance last weekend, and they've come back and worked hard on it, and they're raring to go this week.
What sort of pressure do you feel this season, Corey? You're sort of controlling and running the traffic?
Yeah, look, I don't really look into that too much. I don't really feel the pressure for myself. That's probably people outside think I've got the pressure on me, but, I just got to do my job every week for the team and play good footy, and that's all I'm thinking about doing, so I'm not really worried about, the outside noise,
right,
if you want to call it.
Yeah, yes.
Sure. Yeah, there is a lot, and that's what we love about rugby league. There is so much outside noise. Corey, how many extras do you do? How much sort of time do you spend with Clint Gutherson, your halves partner? I know you don't always link up on the footy field, although we're seeing that a little bit more, aren't we? Again, even last night, Pearce and Keary working together a little bit more. We're seeing 6 and 7 actually combine a bit more this season.
We do a fair bit of work on it. Like you said last night, Pearce and Keary, they link up really well. And I think when your two halves are playing together, it's very hard for the opposition to know what's coming, and so I think a lot of teams are doing that this year.
I actually even saw two centres actually pass the ball to each other the other day.
Yeah, that was I think that was round one. That was weird, but it worked, and good on them for doing it.
Yeah, mate, a good mate of yours, I think I'm right in saying James Seguiara. This has been quite a saga, but do you think he'll be trotting out for the Cronulla Sharks? He's been named on an extended bench.
Yeah, look, as a friend, I hope he is. That'll be, good to see him back in the NRL. So, hopefully he is. And, I'll give him a bit of stick out there as well. So, it'd be good to see him out there again.
Yeah.
Who are the team to beat at the moment?
Roosters are 4-4. They're going well. And, Melbourne are up there again. They're always up there. And, just to their defence at the moment, just, you know, they're very hard to break. So I put them two teams up there.
Corey, good to have you back, mate, for the Parramatta Eels. Go well. It's the first time the Sharks have been back to ANZ Stadium since they won that premiership. So they've got that sort of grand final glory to boast about. Let's hope you can do it later on in the year.
Cheers, mate.